The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 279, Family Matters.
Wait, what?
Your daughter? You want to run that by me again?
Yeah, and don't leave anything out.
You might remember that when we came back from the mercenary camp, I had a debriefing with the BSS Robo 4 unit.
And what did George have to say?
He said that when Agent Simon left for the war, Rage destroyed our planet, but took me in before that.
Yes, yes. We've heard that part. You were raised by Rage as one of their own.
Lenora never knew anything about her past, except that she was found by Rage as an infant and was raised by them.
It wasn't until George filled me in. He, or it, compared my DNA to the IDF database, and I was a perfect match for Tony.
So, Tony, when did you find all of this out?
When we were both hospitalized after the short firefight on the Mercury.
Well, I bet that was a bit of a Barry.
To say the least.
I'm sitting here listening to all of this and wondering, why didn't you tell us when you found out?
We'd been in pursuit of Ursula and Lister. The time just didn't seem right.
We were afraid it would be too much of a distraction.
You both seemed to handle it quite well.
It wasn't like we were keeping a big secret forever. It was just a matter of time.
So you're going back to London with Tony. Have you thought about what a shock that's going to be? Our culture is a lot different from what you're used to.
Plus, Agent Simon, you'll have a lot of explaining to do.
Oh, yeah, that'll be very interesting. Hey, Tony, who's this? Oh, your daughter, you say? I didn't know you were married. Oh, I see. She's an alien. Right.
I'm sure there will be some explanations needed. But to the outsiders, she's a niece. To the IDF co-workers, my daughter.
Seems like that's a story that could get mixed up.
I doubt it. Agent Simon here is a well-trained operative. I think he can keep something like this straight.
Yeah, well, I guess congratulations are in order. You gonna pass out cigars?
All of that was done many years ago.
So, when will you tell the others?
I prefer waiting until we get to Baldabar.
I agree. We don't need any distractions out here. There could be more bandits waiting for us. Let's get safely back to the BSS first.
Speaking of getting back, I wonder what's so important that you and Slane have to head straight back to London.
I suppose I'll find out when I get there.
Which raises another question. Do your people know Lenora is coming?
No. I plan on sending a message once we're on our way.
Well, that brings up a load of questions. How can Lenora stay in country with no passport, no citizenship, no known place of birth?
MI6 has a lot of resources. Like any other agent, she'll have to learn her history.
Ah, so I'm getting a new identity. Can I still be Lenora?
Of course you can. We'll work out the details. My boss, Director Cage, is very resourceful.
Just think, Lenora. You get to be anyone you want.
That's both internet hub locations.
They both look pretty secure. I don't see how they're going to disrupt service.
Maybe they don't plan on a physical attack.
Are you thinking of a cyber attack?
If I was going to attack, it would be through a virus.
Yeah, but how do you deliver it? I'm sure firewalls are pretty stout. It'd be hard to get through.
How about a Windows update?
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times my laptop went crazy after an update.
Jim told me that on his home computer, he has updates turned off. He only goes on the internet when he has to. No updates, no problems. At least that's what he claims.
Since most updates are to repair breaks in the system, if you're not online, you should be okay.
Well, I do the updates. That's why there's a system restore function. Anyway, a cyber attack was what Rage tried to use in San Antonio and Houston.
Taking out Houston would have crippled the economy. If they do something here, it could cripple our government and military.
What I don't get is Rage itself is pretty much crippled. What's the point of taking us out? They don't have the forces to take over Earth.
Who knows when it comes to Rage? I think sometimes they do things out of habit.
I don't see anything else we can do here. Do you?
No, I say we head back. In the meantime, I'll call Pyramid and see if we have any IDF people in the Pentagon's IT department.
Sounds like a plan.
Nelson, I presume. What can I do for you?
Kate and I finished our recon of the NE2 East facilities. We don't think a physical attack is possible unless they have an insider.
As far as we know, everyone working for NE2 East has been thoroughly vetted. I don't think they will try an inside job.
That was our conclusion. What we need from you is the name or names of anyone the IDF has on the inside of the Pentagon's IT department. I'm going to put you on speaker. Kate is here with me.
Hey, we need to make them aware of this suspected attack.
I will certainly check that out. Do you have any idea why the bridges were marked on the map you found?
All we have right now is a best guess. We think that once the two hubs are hit, they'll take out the bridges to cause massive chaos. Panic is the key for any terrorist.
And Holiday is inspecting bridges on a daily basis.
Yes, but I don't think anything will get done until just before the cyber attack.
That makes sense. No need for them to tip their hand. But have you thought of the possibility that blowing a bridge or two might be a good diversion for the cyber attack?
We thought about that, but why put everyone on high alert before you hit the main target?
It makes better sense to do a simultaneous hit.
I can see that.
Since we're working a case with a Russian connection, has Barnes gotten anywhere with his Russian connection?
Jim called me right after he got back from Chicago. He witnessed the subject interacting with a Russian arms dealer.
Was it the same guy he and Sam followed in the park?
Yes. The crazy thing was that when they struck a deal, the feds moved in.
Yes. He called me to see if Homeland had any info on that. No one's claiming responsibility for the takedown.
Which is strange, because these agencies like to gloat over things like that. So I can only guess that this is a deep undercover op.
Which makes it very strange that they would let McMillan go.
Yeah, Jim said he was rather shocked when he saw McMillan at the gate ready to fly back.
There's a strong possibility that these were McMillan's buyers and that they staged the arrest to confiscate the weapons.
So they would conveniently not have to pay for them.
Well, I wish him luck. My concern is, are these guys part of Operation Ralph? If they are, something big is brewing. If Rage is selling weapons, it means they need the money for something big.
Keep me in the loop, and I'll do the same.
Will do.
Okay, Joe. I appreciate the info. I'll let you know if we find it.
Man, what did Joe have to say?
He confirmed that a quad was kept at the cabin. Only the people timesharing had a key to it. It's locked up in a shed.
So someone stole it. And you think that someone was John Windsor?
We searched the cabin thoroughly. It looked like it was cleaned in a hurry.
We found fresh food droppings on the floor, but no sign of insect activity.
There were fresh quad tracks leading into the woods.
Well, I can tell you he won't get too far. If he gets off an unauthorized trail, he's subject to arrest. I'll notify the game warden to be on the lookout for a single quad. I'll also send out the kind photo you have of him.
You can maybe include an APB for theft.
I'll coordinate with the sheriff on that.
Great. In the meantime, we'll go back up there just to make sure he didn't double back.
All right, let me get on this. Don't worry, we'll find him.
You seriously think he'll be back?
It's hard to tell what he's thinking. Unless he knows we were there, I think there's a good possibility he'd return. It's secluded and familiar to him. What we need to do is find a place near here where you could get food and supplies.
One thing has really been bugging me.
Just one?
Well, one more than others. How did he get here? How did he get to the cabin?
We know he had a vehicle because he went through the border checkpoint in one. I presume he drove it here. I get Sam used to have the sheriff's department be on the lookout for it. We had the make and model from surveillance cameras at the border.
I'm betting he parked it somewhere close by, then hiked up here to the cabin, not wanting his vehicle to be seen here.
That makes sense. Why would he want to come here and then leave on a quad?
He must know that someone is after him. You think Pat or Joe tipped him off? Maybe he contacted them and they told him that the army was on his trail?
Maybe. But I certainly didn't get that impression from them. They offered valuable information about him. They were just too eager and willing to help us.
For him to do this, I just think he's been tipped off.
Rage, maybe?
I don't think they'd let a valuable operative like Meredith run around loose, if you know what I mean.
Makes sense. They have a lot invested in him. I'm sure they worked out some system for him to contact them.
Or some location, like where they picked him up in the first place.
The pigeon has come home to roost.
To wait for his handler.
Thornton.
Pappy, this is Kate.
Kate? What do I owe the honor?
We've been working a bombing case, and we think we've come across a possible plot to take out DC's internet service.
Yes, Pillman filled me in on some of the details. You obviously think there's a connection between our cases.
I do. Your Major Meredith was involved with Obarski at the Pentagon. They, in turn, were helping Bishop and Korski with a plan to disrupt internet service in San Antonio and Houston.
That's true. But what does that have to do with your Austin case and the bombing? Their mission failed, and Meredith went AWOL to return home.
We found a map that had the Russian words Operation Ralph written on the back. The map had bridges in and around D.C. marked. We know that Rage targets infrastructure. One of the other things written on the map was a series of numbers. Those numbers correlate to the IP address at the Pentagon. The same address that Obarski and Meredith used at their computer.
I see. And how does Operation Ralph fit in?
It's a really long shot. But a few of us thought of the movie Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
So you think there's a possibility that Meredith is still working for Rage and might have something to do with his Operation Ralph?
That's right.
All right, then. We'll keep an eye out for anything related to the net.
Thanks, Pappy. If his name pops up on our end, I'll let you know.
Sounds good.
Hey, I thought you were going to get some sleep.
Maybe after we get to Baldibar. Right now, I'm concerned about a possible rescue mission.
According to Jomak, Hanaka said he wasn't interested in one.
That's true, but we're talking about Rage here. They very well could have let Jomak hear them say that, the hope being Jomak would return and assure us there were no plans for a rescue mission.
I hadn't really thought about that. I suppose that's a possibility, given how Rage operates.
We need to keep our guard up, just in case they try something.
Quite frankly, I'd like to see them try. We need to settle this once and for all.
Really? You military types are always itching for a fight.
We either fight them now or fight them later. And after what I saw Gabby, Marco, Slane, and Jomak do to those pirates, I'd say we have a pretty good chance of coming out on top.
One thing I can guarantee you is that Hanaka and his guard won't be a part of it. I'm sure they'd stay back in a safe place until it was all over.
So have you given up on their bounty for good?
For good, no. For now, yes. There will be a time and place to take them in, but it isn't now. I just want to get Lister and Ursula back to Baldibar and decide where to go from there.
Well, you won't have to wait long. We're less than a sleep cycle out from Baldibar. It'll be nice to get back there. I can check on my ship.
I'm sure Jomak is thinking the same thing.
What do you think the IDF will do with the Prometheus?
I have no idea, but I plan to take that up with the controller. It was given up for lost by the IDF.
Yeah, but once they get their hands on it, it'll be a different story.
Not you guys, too. I guess nobody's getting any sleep this cycle.
Who can sleep?
Evidently no one. Slane, I thought you were ready for some shut-eye.
Still a little amped up after our dogfight.
I meant to ask you, where'd you learn to fly like that?
Before I was assigned to MI6... I was a pilot in the RAF. As part of my IDF training, I worked a lot with simulators.
Wait. You flew in the RAF and they could understand you on the radio?
You're one to talk there, Digger.
Back at you, Pom.
Hey now, no need for name-calling. We're all on the same side.
Sure thing there, Yank.
And you three managed to coexist on the same planet.
It's hard to believe, but Tam's people and Marco's people all descended from us Brits. So we're like cousins.
My people were Scots.
So were mine.
Well, that explains a lot.
Well, now that we cleared that up, Slane, you can monitor comms, and Marco assume navigation duties. Just to be safe, we need to be on the lookout for any unidentified craft.
It just occurred to me how ironic this is.
How's that?
Back on Earth, people are always on the lookout for alien ships known as UFOs. And I'm up here with aliens in space doing the same thing.
I thought it would be fun sometimes to take a shuttle and buzz your Area 51.
Nah, it's been done. A couple of me dad's old IDF buddies got drunk and did that to a place called Roswell back in 47.
Ah, so you're the ones who started that whole mess.
Prometheus for Mercury.
This is Mercury. Go ahead.
It seems that no one wants to sleep. I suppose the dogfight with the pirates has everyone revved up.
We had the same situation here. All hands are on deck.
We're going to resume normal operations and be on alert for any further attacks.
Tony, what's the status on your shuttle?
It's on standby. We can launch quickly if needed.
Excellent. Just have Gabby and Marco on standby.
Will do. Prometheus clear.
All right, everyone. Since we're all up, resume normal operations. Stay alert.
Stay alive.
Well, that just about exhausted every source I have. No one is claiming responsibility for whatever it was you witnessed in Chicago.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I'm telling you, if nobody is taking credit, whoever it was doesn't want you to know. So I think you're looking at some top-secret operation or organized crime.
You seriously think the mob works like that? They're not going to go through the trouble of getting fake SUVs and dress like feds to steal from the Russians. Russian is probably working for the mob, and it's their weapons to start with.
Okay, but it could be the Chicago mobsters stealing from the Russian ones.
I don't think the Chicago outfit would be stealing from Bratva. It sets Chicago back to the mob wars of the Roaring Twenties.
A fascinating time in your culture. I'm kind of sorry I missed it.
Trust me. It's good that you did. Well, all right, I can't put it off any longer.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to call Janet or not. What are you going to tell her?
As much of the truth as I can. I don't want her confronting McMillan because then he knows she had him following.
That's always a risk.
Hey, I hope you have some good news.
Hello, Mrs. McMillan. Well, let's just say I don't have any bad news.
Were you able to follow him to Chicago okay?
Yes, we actually followed him to the airport to a golf course in Fort Sheridan.
A golf course? Don't tell me he flew over 620 miles to play golf.
Actually, he didn't. He met a man and they had lunch. I presume they conducted their business there. It was all very low key. We put a tracker on his car and we went to lunch. Once he moved out, we followed him back to O'Hara and flew back here.
Doesn't that sound a little crazy to you? I mean, they could have done that over the phone.
Well, maybe this was a big client he felt face-to-face was warranted. I did think it was a little odd, but I'm not familiar with the contracting business.
I still think something isn't right. I want you to stay on the case. I'll notify you if he comes up with another excuse to leave.
Well, I'll be more than happy to help you. I'll await your call.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I'll be in touch.
Well, that was very tactful. You didn't lie. Except for the omission part.
Yeah, well, I guess I left out a few important highlights of the trip.
A few? You mean like meeting a Russian arms dealer, then watching him get arrested by what looked like feds, only to see him back at the airport ready to board our flight? That kind of highlight?
I think that's called lying by omission, Jim.
Well, in this case, I had to restrict the information I gave her in order not to spook our target.
By the way, where is our target?
Well, I'm sure he's debriefing whoever he was supposed to debrief.
It either went really well or really bad. Somebody got the weapons.
So what's the plan for tomorrow?
We'll get an early start and stake out his office. For now, I think we can call it a day.
Great. We can grab some supper and head home.
Supper? Are you serious? We ate on the way here. I don't think I could eat another thing.
Good. That means more for me.
Welcome to my base of operations.
It looks more like a warehouse for commercial goods.
It is. We're not a military base here. This is where the plunder goes.
Oh, what good is all of this junk?
It may be junk to you, but to us it's monetary units.
I don't see any monetary units. I see rows and rows of crates and supplies.
We are divided in two main groups. Our fleet plunders vessels unfortunate enough to enter our domain. We bring the goods here, and the second group separates the good from the bad.
And what do you consider bad?
Whatever we can't quickly turn over. There is a healthy black market out there if you know where to look.
I see. So you take the best of your spoils and sell them on the black markets. It must be profitable.
Oh, it's profitable. We then split the profits and everyone is happy.
Yes, as long as there are ships to plunder.
Look around you, guard. There is enough here for us to sell on the black market for as long as you might live.
So, General Hanneke, are we destined to be pirates or salesmen?
I prefer neither.
You're going to need monetary units to raise an army.
We won't need very much sardars. We will do our own plundering far from here. We will stay and assist you for a short time, long enough to procure a ship of our own.
I thought as much. Which is why I sent a squadron of my marauders to take back the Prometheus. But alas, they failed. It was too heavily guarded.
That is a shame. That ship would have suited us nicely. I have considered this carefully. My decision is that we will stay with you just long enough to accumulate a suitable amount of monetary units and a ship. Once we achieve that, we will be on our way.
Fair enough. Come, I'll show you your quarters.
Glad you could get here so quickly.
I want to resolve this cold case as badly as you. We'll get these quads off the trail. You have a couple hours of sunlight left, so you better get to it.
We appreciate this, Detective. If we're lucky, he went for supplies and we'll be back. Now, Scarlet, are you sure you're comfortable driving a quad?
I used to live in Maine, Pappy. Up there, everyone had a snowblower and a snowmobile for the winter and a quad for the summer. I'm perfectly comfortable on one.
Aye, let's move out.
We'll be back in 2 hours to pick you up. We're going to move down the road to the nearest store and do some canvassing.
We'll see you in a couple hours.
I'm just gonna guess he'd follow the trail. I've been looking left and right. I hadn't seen any fresh tracks.
Neither have I. Where do you think he's headed?
My gut tells me back to the lake. He could be trying to meet up with his rage handler.
With the game warden on the lookout and the sheriff's department assisting, I don't think he'll get very far.
You're absolutely right about that.
Why do you say that?
Because that's his quad, straight up ahead.
Has Meredith stopped to fight, or did he abandon his squad? Will Barnes pick up McMillan's trail? Will the Mercury and Prometheus make it to Boldabar without an incident? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Return to Boldabar.